This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey guys, John Rapp. It's Takeover Tuesday here on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Let's do this.
You're watching the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Podcast, presented by Feel Free Kayaks. Paddle, pedal, or power, there's something for everyone. Z-Pro Lithium, serious power for serious anglers. Dubro Fishing, American Marine Application and Soft Plastics. Big Lake Bait Company, Texas's number one custom bait maker. Raw and unfiltered. Streaming on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Bringing you gear reviews and candid interviews from the industry's best. Angler profiles, tournament news, and legendary knowledge from kayak fishing's best. Grab that cold drink and get settled in. Now here's John Rapp, our host.
Hey guys, welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. Missed last week because on Tuesday last week, at about this time, I was just coming off the water with a group of paddle and finners. Been out fishing and having a great day. It was our second day on the water. Actually, first day. I got down there Monday afternoon at Eastport Marina. Man, I love that location. Love that section of the river, the Obey, where the Obeys, the East and the West Forks meet. And then they formed the mouth of the lake on the bottom part in Tennessee. Eastport Marina is a beautiful location. But made that trip down on Monday morning. I stopped at one of my favorite locations in Tennessee at Frontier Outdoors and got to see Brant and the guys there, Rod, Amber Lee, and the whole crew. It was a good to see all those folks, catch up with them. Hadn't seen them since back in January down at the East Tennessee Fishing Show. And, just say hi. But then made my way up to Eastport and got unloaded at the houseboat. And one of the great things about hanging out up there is we all go and we get rooms on the houseboat. It's just so convenient because what we would do, you rig up your boat and you just ride it over to the dock, moor it up to the dock next to your boat and I was there all week. I didn't take my boat out of the water until I left on Sunday. So, but had a great time. Spent most of my time with Brian Schiller, Jay Randall, Jimmy Skinner came up, and my buddy John Gillespie from West Virginia. But biggest thing for me was getting down there and setting up my new ride. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about and show you some of the things that I did. Hey guys from Georgia, Southeast Georgia, kayak bass fishing, all you guys down there, nothing but love for you. And thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. Yeah, we had a good time. And so one of the things that I did before I left, I had just bought a limited edition Mokin 12.5 from Feel Free. That boat is the boat that I've had for the last, since 2018. I upgraded my boat. Now, I'm going to show you my ride here in action. Credit to good buddy Brian Schiller, who took this video. It's a 19-second video, but it starts off and it goes into slow-mo. You know how the slow-mo feature is on your iPhone, but it's pretty cool. I'm going to show it to you here. Yeah, cruising, we had great weather the whole time we were down there. One day, I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday, is when the weather got bad on us, and we had some rain blow in on us. But so I got my boat set up. Brian, I got my power from Z-Pro, who I work for. I got a 36-volt battery from Z-Pro, 55Ah. Loved that Bluetooth feature. It was so convenient to have that Bluetooth feature on the boat. We ran it hard all week. Brian put it on his new canoe. I put it on my Feel Free and the NK300. And what a difference that motor makes over the NK180. It's crazy. And there's another hammer that was down there, fished with all week. It was Michael when he came down, Mike riding there. Mike had a great event. He caught some nice fish. He's caught nice fish the past couple years down there. And he actually finished seventh in the tournament for paddle and fin. And on the first day, he caught that big fish that took him home over $1,300. So congratulations, Michael. But Michael, I got to tell you, buddy, you were fortunate that day that I was not in that tournament, because I landed a monster. I landed a monster that day. And I got the video queued up here, guys. If you like watching videos of guys catching fish, then you're going to love a couple of the videos I got here for you. So I think this is it here. I'm going to queue up. This was my best fish of the week. I'm pretty sure it measured over 20 inches, but we'll take a look at it here. Oh, yes, look at that. Good fish. When I set the hook on her, she actually pulled me into that tree straight ahead there. About broke my pole right there. And you can see her there in the shadows come up out of the water.
Oh, yes. Look at my best fish in here.
So I don't know if you're hearing the audio from the video, but a little bit of excitement there. Drug me into the bank there. She was sitting about where the boat was when I cast in. And
I thought she was going to break my pole, you big old girl. Goodness
and
gracious.
If you could hear the video, yeah, she when she made that break to the left, she dragged my pole underneath my boat. Goodness. So it's a shout out to Trika for they make good rods.
Look at this girl.
Slab.
Heck yeah.
anyway, yeah, that was a fun fish to catch right there. And I'm so glad that I got about 15 to 18 videos while I was down there fishing during the week. And I highly recommend it, guys. If you're out there, if you're into documenting your time on the water, you might look at the Insta360 camera. It's a pretty sweet little setup. The editing software on it is so easy to learn. I love it. So, but let's talk about the rigging. When I set my boat up originally, I put out some information. I've got the Mega 360 or the 360 unit head unit, which is a long head unit. It's got a honeycomb at the end for the Hummingbird. So I got two units, 9-inch units that I have on the front of my boat. And as you can see in that video there, let's see if I can show you here a little bit better. Probably go right back here.
Oh, you're a fucking...
As you can see how I'm set up right there on the front, I have two Garmin 9-inch, and the one has just a standard transducer that I got set underneath my Feel Free sonar pod. And then the other side, I had it rigged up where it would slide into an old NK-180 mount on the back of my boat. Well, that NK-300 is so powerful that it would actually drag the back of my boat down almost even with the water, and I was having water rush up back up into the back storage area. So, and thank you, good design. It has scuppers back here, so as soon as I'd slow down the boat, that water would just drain right out. But what was causing a lot of that was the honeycomb, that big unit right next to the motor. It was shoving that water. It was using it and blocking it, shoving the water back up into my boat. So Brian actually was watching me when we were going. He saw how it was operating, and he said, I probably knew it. So luckily for me, Sniper Marine makes a lot of mounts right there. They're from Knoxville, and I did a little research. I called them. Their unit is their sleeve that they use for the transducers for like your Garmin and your for Lowrances for your active targets. And my is only like 1.25 inches. So what they did is they sent me the sleeve and they sent me some rubber to line the inside of it. And when I put it together, it works flawlessly. So I ended up putting it right up here next to me on the front right of my boat that goes to that right graph, and ran it for the last 3 days of my trip. Had a great time. It worked well, and it was able to reduce a lot of the water that was coming in the back of the boat. As you can see it here again. I'll show you. You can see how low the rear end is on the video back here with that motor. You can barely see just above the water line is my plate from Yak Gadget. I have the motor mounted on, and it's got that front of that Feel Free Mokin sticking up in the air a little bit. So I'm thinking, you can see the battery box that I have right behind my seat. I may just ditch that and put the battery in the front hatch, and that'll put 40 pounds toward the front. So that's one of the things I'm hoping maybe will assist with the rigging of that boat. I hope you guys can hear me okay. It's showing that the mic's not muted, but when I was showing the video there of that. Now, granted, you saw that nice fish I caught. Well, I hooked into a couple more really nice fish, but one of them, well, it didn't treat me right. Let's take a look at this one here.
Up over the log. Oh man. Got it over that log. It got me split loose. Damn it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't all sweetness that I lost a couple nice fish. You could see that was a quality fish. I threw right back into that spot that she was at, and I caught the buck. He was about 10, 11 inches long. So, you know, they were just moving up. That's the other thing. Last week while we were at Del Hall, it was tough. A lot of the fish were not shallow like they normally would be this time of year. There weren't very many beds, but they were, you could find them at the end of the week during the tournament. During the tournament, there were a few beds to be found. But, I mean, if you watched our live feeds and you listened to Susie when we were doing the tournament announcements and stuff, the first day only had 17 limits, five fish limits. The second day, which was a little bit more of a bluebird sky, not as much wind as day one, we only had seven limits caught. So it was tough fishing. The fish were in that stage. They weren't up on beds. They were out, but they were just in a holding pattern. They weren't biting like normally they would be. It was tough. So, but I got to tell you, I really like that NK300 on the Mokin. I'm going to show you a video here of my speed test at the end of the week. So what's up, Jordan? I haven't been out on West Virginia waters yet, but I was talking to.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
A couple guys today, and we're planning on making a trip up to Stonewall, hopefully in a week or two. So you maybe have to make yourself free and come join us. But we'll have to see how on that. I've just off to the right, the Rusty Hook Man Cave is getting its new facelift. It started today. And hopefully the next week, we'll have everything done down here. So if I ever have any guests, this set over here, I can get rid of this old desk, move my studio back over there. And I'll have a Murphy bed down here for any visitors, right across from a nice bathroom that we're redoing. So it's going to be a nice place for any visitors that decide to make a trip to hang out with John and Beth and do a little fishing, socializing. But that may prevent me from getting out on the water here this week or next week. But, you know, 3 weeks is not too far away. I'll be headed up to Lake Erie. And that's the one thing that I wanted to get done down at Del Hala, which I think I accomplished, as I was telling you about that Sniper Marine mount, is that I want to dial in that Hummingbird system that I put on here, because my good buddy, Buddy Vance from Logan, dude, is an absolute hammer. Matter of fact, he was just on the stage here recently for, I think it was Bassmasters, where he finished in, 15th or 16th. We talked to him on the show. But, man, you're more than welcome. Come up, brother. You know, we got room. We'll take you down to New River Gorge. Beth works at the resort. Put you guys on some white water. We'll have a good time. But that Hummingbird, man, that's the whole deal there, is I want to get that locked in for Lake Erie, because like I was telling you, Buddy has that system. And, I mean, he is a guru. So when I get up there, I'm going to study it up real hard the rest of the couple weeks here, watch some videos on it, try to put into play what I learned on how to use it down there. It was very helpful, but it was hard to still learn it, just running on the fly. But great, great system, and I think that I'll enjoy it once I get to learn how to use it more. I'm going to take a quick break, show you guys a video just, you know, on the sponsor side of things, the partners that I work with. And a shout out to everybody that's watching. I'm streaming on the Rusty Hook Facebook page, also streaming on the Feel Free Fishing Team page. Feel Free is I'm part of that team. I'm the fishing team manager. And I wanted you guys over to Feel Free side to see how this smoking was set up with that NK300. It's fast. It's very fast. And, you know, I'm a big boy. I'm 270 pounds. I got about 80 pounds of gear. You know, you're looking at the weight of the motor. It's probably 20-some pounds. The battery from Z-Pro, the 3655, is 31 pounds, I believe. So you're looking at, let's say, 55, 50, 60 pounds with the motor and battery just by itself. 270. Then I got those 2 9-inch graphs, that big old Hummingbird thing, Yak Gadget four-sided plate up front to hold everything in place, which really worked well once I got it dialed in. I was real pleased with that. So if you're looking for a real good mount at a very reasonable price, look at John Thomas's Yak Gadget. It's a four-sided track, so you can track, you can mount things on the top, the bottom, on each side. Which I did. And then I already had that unit from 2 years ago that I used on my side of my boat for cup holder, my speed throttle for the motor and things like that. But yeah, let's do this here real quick.
Feel Free kayaks, paddle, pedal, or power. Something for everyone. Dubro Fishing, marine products for fresh or saltwater adventures. Z-Pro Lithium, serious power for serious anglers. Big Lake Bait Company, Texas's number one custom soft plastics.
So let's talk about that. You know, I've talked about the Moken and how it set, had it set up. And so I'm going to throw this, it's about a 2 minute video up of where I did the speed test after I had everything set up to basically the way I wanted it. What I did, I've got my Insta360 running. And then I took my iPhone out and I just held it, zoomed it in on one of my graphs that was showing the speed. So what I've done is I've superimposed some video clips from it to try to give you an indicator of idea of how fast I was when I got going and then toward the end before I shut her down. So let's run this video and let you see what you think.
The bank here behind in front of Eastport going toward the lake. And I'm going to do a speed test for the Moken 12.5 standard with the NK300. I think I've been getting right at 6.61 with my big self. I'm 270, and I've got another 80 pounds worth of stuff in here. So I've got this boat with about 350 pounds or more of gear. So let's give it a run here.
So kicking it up here, getting ready to get her going. You can see I got the cell phone in my hand. Start recording here. So at that point I was running, after I got her kicked up, between 6 and 6.2. I keep recording it. Now I've got her grooved in a little bit. And it's still running between 6.2, 6.5. At one point, you'll see know, it jumps up to 6.9, 7.1, 7.3. I just feel like that might have been the way the current was right there in that section of the water that gave me a little extra boost. And then I shut her down. So, as you can see, old girl moves. She moves up down up the lake real well at that high speed, and I was very pleased with it. So I'm looking forward, you know, and the one thing that with that type of system is that was the Bluetooth, and you know, I've had the NK180 with the 24 volt, still have it. I'm gonna set it up on one of my other boats, you just can't beat the fact that we ran probably 13 miles on one day, and we didn't run, you know, hard. I would say it was running probably at 60% throttle and only used like 25% of my battery. So the next day we ran it again. And after 2 days of hard running, I think I was down right at 42, 44%. I thought, well, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and charge it because I don't want to, you know how it is when you're fishing. If you get into a spot and you want to go somewhere, you want to get there. Weather gets bad. You know, we had some rain, and if you want to get out of the rain, get somewhere in a hurry, you want to have that additional power so you can get there and go. And, you know, got to love the fact that NK300 pushes that feel-free Moken 12.5. It's a standard. You know, over 6 miles an hour. And I'm a big boy. And if let's say you put somebody in it, just 200 pounds, you're dropping 70 pounds of weight. You're going to get 2-3 tenths of a mile faster out of that. No doubt. And then I'm going to take it out again. I'm going to reposition my batteries, see if I can put more weight on the front, level that boat out a little bit more. So maybe I can get a better plane. And maybe I can get a little bit more efficiency and speed. But what are your thoughts on that, guys? I'd love to hear from you. Drop some comments in. Let me know you're watching. Tell me what you thought of the boat. I don't think I have a photograph of it where I could show it to you, but I'm pretty tickled with it. And love the fact that when I called down, talked to Denver and those guys, Roland and all them down at Feel Free, that was the only Moken in the gunmetal gray they had. It's a limited print, and really, really looks good with the graphics on it. It pops out. So it's not like you have to go put a wrap on it to darken it up and then put white graphics on it. So I'm really proud of the way that thing looks. It looks good, and it's a great fishing machine. I've loved using that boat for the last several years. So, oh man, you know, a whole week down there, and it flew by so fast. It was a lot of fun. The only downfall was I was away from Beth for the whole week, but I could have stayed down there every day and done some fishing. So you guys fishing, where are we hitting the water? What are we catching? Love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. See, got one other video I want to show you. Let's see if I can pull it up. And that was when I was throwing a Dubro PB&J stick bait, hot stick. And I think it's this one. Nope. Yeah, right here. This is a good fish I caught the last day that I went out on Sunday.
Oh yeah,
she was heavy. She's I would think an 18, 19 inch fish at minimum. You can see her when she comes out of there, how long she is. That stick bait's a 6-inch stick bait.
PB&J.
Yeah. What a great
18-inch fish.
Heavy, heavy fish. You see Brian coming in.
We took some photographs of down here, man. Bed.
But I found her on a bed. That was like at 8:39 in the morning, and we hit that cove. The way the light was shining, I could see everything. I could see where they were coming in. I could see bass. Just cruised through there nice and slow. You could see where they were setting up. So there was about six to seven areas I saw some nice fish. Didn't see that one. That was just a blind cast back on the bank. But yelled at Brian, and Brian was back in that back cove. He had found a couple back there. He was trying to they weren't locked in at Del Hollow down in that section of the lake. They were not locked in. If you threw back in there, you'd spook them out and they'd run off, and then you'd have to wait for them to come back. Now, I threw most of the fish that I caught, I was catching on weight. I was throwing Ned rigs in around the bank, and I was moving them slowly across the bottom, and I'm sure I dragged one or two across the bed where one of them big girls was sitting. I caught three or four fish, probably over 17 inches the whole time I was down there. And then, of course, you saw the video of the two bigger ones, the probably pushing the 19 to 21 inch range on those two. But good fish, great time. Talk about the tournament. We had a really good event, guys. I hope y'all enjoyed it. It was actually three tournaments going on in one location. Central Tennessee had their event on Saturday, a one-day event. And then you had Tennessee Bass Nation was over there one day with their event. And then some of those guys also signed up for the Paddle and Fin two-day event. We had 38 people out of that. I think the Tennessee Bass Nation had it high 40s, maybe low 50s. It was a good turnout. And a special shout out to Richard DeVry. He was not able to come down and enjoy the festivities like he has the past 4 or 5 years. Richard was, he just had back surgery and he was recovering from that, but, wish we would have got to see you more. And we definitely wish you well with your healing and recovery. The other thing is that, Richard has, the marina is now under contract or has been sold as of this past week, and the new owners are taking over. His son Nathan and his wife will be managing it for the new owners. So not a whole lot will change down there. Just don't know what the future holds if the Paddle and Fin will be back down for another tournament. We'll have to play that by ear. And if we do something, you guys definitely will be advised. We'll put stuff out here on the Paddle and Fin pages. So let's see. We got a comment here. Let's see what we got from Eric Schumann. There's an old West Virginia boy that can do some fishing. We'd like to see you. Love seeing that you're getting your boats rigged up for you and the wife, and you guys gonna get out on the water, enjoy some time out there. If we can get you out away from the baseball parks, I see that Eric and his wife have been spending a lot of time up at Mountaineer Field or up at Pittsburgh watching the Pirates. But those are good times. I don't blame you for going to those games. You can't beat it. But definitely hope to see you out on the water. I see our good buddy Greg is down in Florida, back down in Florida enjoying the sunny weather. Hopefully he'll get out and catch some reds or some snook soon. So, Eric, good to see you, buddy. Oh, what are you doing here? Going to hit? Oh, yeah. Hey, there's some other guys going, brother. I think Rick Garavaglia, Jerry Spradling. There's guys from West Virginia that you can talk to if you need any to room up, or if the wife's not going with you. So definitely yell at the boys and let them know you're going, so at least y'all can get together for dinner or something like that. Guys, who all is going out? What tournaments are y'all hitting? What clubs y'all fishing with? We've had Southeast Georgia Kayak Bass Fishing on here and a bunch of West Virginia guys. So appreciate y'all hanging out watching with us. I know I got to clean up some of my stuff. I unpacked my truck yesterday afternoon while Beth was at work. I went ahead and left Dalhalla after the awards ceremony, just, you know, like everybody else did, and got home probably a little right at midnight Eastern Standard Time, and then got up the next morning, made coffee, did my normal routine, let the sun pop up, warm up this holla here in West Virginia that I live in, and then opened up the garage door and unpacked, got everything.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Unpacked. I cleaned the boat up a little bit, wiped down my graphics because I didn't want them to be all dirty. Spent that money on those graphics, you know. That stuff's not cheap. So, wanted to get that cleaned up. And I actually, I think I mentioned it, but I have that Yak Gadget plate on the back of that Mokin, and it's set up. It's like a sort of like a mushroom. It's got four holes on one side, so you can put like a power pole, and then it's got the four hole for the motor mount, and then the same thing on the other side. So what I did is to try to, and you engineers, if you guys are out there, please chime in. But what I did is I actually moved my four hole bolt pattern up onto the mount 4 inches, so that way I could bring the motor head when it drops down a little bit up under the boat more. That slides it up 4 inches closer, so when it propels the boat, there's more of the weight on the boat, and I'm hoping that backwash will actually be under the boat and push the boat up a little bit more. I don't know. I'm hoping, because I'd like to eliminate some of the water weight on the back of the boat too, because that would also help with my speed getting where I go and less drain and draw on my battery and things like that. And shout out to the old Ben Simpkins here in Somersville, Simpkin Electric. So when I was outside rigging up my boat, I took off the fish tip protectors and I put lights on the front of my boat, drilled wiring. I actually drilled a hole at the front of, right by my pod system, so all the wiring from inside the hull I can run into my pod. And I bought a six waterproof fuse box, and me and we rewired that battery box that I have. Like, it's on the back of this right here, on the back of my boat right there. So you can see the headlamps on the front of the boat. And we've got that. Then I've got interior lights on my pod. And then I've got lights that run on the side system there. And but it's all hooked up to where I got two switches on my pod, one for my electronics and one for my lighting. And that worked outstanding. I didn't get up at the ass crack of dawn to where I would need lighting. But when I was back in some coves with some bushes and I didn't want to get run over by any boats, I activated those lights a couple of times just to be, try to be illuminated where somebody might see a red or green light in the brush or a white light. So worked really well. And I want to thank Ben for his time and efforts in helping me get that rigged up in a way that it wouldn't be effective. I know a lot of guys out there, y'all do a lot of your own rigging, and I've done some of it, but when it comes to that electrical stuff, we all know that's expensive. And I just spent $3,000 on electronics. I want to make sure that it was done right, so that investment wouldn't get fried by me doing something silly with a 36 volt battery. So, we put that step down in the box so I can even run and charge my cell phone or hook up a cigarette lighter and run my whip antenna that I have that I carry with the American flag on it. So, visibility should be good. Yeah. So, all right. You guys, appreciate y'all hanging out with me tonight. Would love to hear your thoughts on my boat and my setup. And if you have any suggestions on how I can make it better, the guys that are watching on the Feel Free Fishing Team page, all the Feel Free enthusiasts, please drop a comment. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. Appreciate everybody that's tuning in on the West Virginia Kayak Anglers page. Trying to keep content up there, keep that page moving and alive. And then, in the possible future, we'll do more activity, get the club stuff going again here in West Virginia. Got to get the right people involved. And then Paddle and Fin, Rusty Hook. We're also streaming on Twitch and Twitter or X or whatever it's called nowadays. But appreciate you guys hitting that like, subscribe, and follow button. We are growing the pages, and please hit the follow and like and subscribe to these pages so we can share our love of the sport with you guys. And, appreciate Eric, Jordan, Michael, Dan from Southeast Georgia for chiming in, and the 15 or 16 of you guys that are watching right now. God bless you. It's been a great show today. Short, not very long. That's just me, and I'm not going to keep you. I'm not going to sit here and ramble and bore you guys, but I was glad that I had some video of some of my good catches to be able to share with you tonight. And I will put together a video and just put it up on YouTube here in the near future of the whole trip, string everything together. And you guys catch that when you have time, when you're just wanting to, watch a fishing show. I'll talk about the baits that I used, and a lot of the, like I told you, that one, a lot of the guys, Jimmy Skinner, my buddy from Alabama, he was catching a lot of his fish using a wacky rig Senko. They wanted that. They did not want that stuff moving fast. But some of the guys, other guys that I talked to, were throwing spinner baits and they were dragging them through the brush, because down there they have a lot of these little brush piles in 3 to 4 feet of water, with a little brush coming out of the water, and they throw it through that, they drag it through, and in that brush pile they would get smashed. But Senkos were doing the same thing. If you threw a wacky rig Senko or even Texas rig, that one big fish that I showed you, that I caught, she was busting that PB&J Dubro hot stick as I put it up right at the edge of the bank. And when I drug it off the bank, she smashed it, ate it, and the fight was on. Go over to the Dubro fishing page or YouTube, Dubro Shorts YouTube page, and you can see where the marketing director took that part of that video that I showed you, along with another clip that we did on a Texas rig and how to set it up. We did a short on that that'll be featured on, in the near future, their Amazon page when they start selling stuff on Amazon. So Dubro is definitely a company you folks ought to be looking at for your plastics. They have a special blend. Nobody else has it. It's made here in the USA, just a couple hours north of Chicago, from my understanding. Dubro is a is not a company that just doesn't is in the fishing. They're in the hobby industry. And what I mean by hobby is they're in the airplanes, model airplanes and stuff like that. Well, those model airplanes, they have a lot of rubber parts. So just giving you a little details, those rubber parts get made by a company that Dubro was able to work with to get their special blend that they order from to build their products. So it's a great product. It's strong. It's flexible. It's not elastic like your Z-Man plastic, but it does catch fish. It's very buoyant. It goes down nice and slow, salted. And I believe Brian is also experimenting with some future, what are they called? Scents in the baits. So Dubro is definitely, Dewey baits is something you need to keep on your radar and put in your tackle box. So, but I want to appreciate and give a shout out to Pelican Products for what they provided us at the Pat on Fan down at the tournament. Z-Pro Lithium, where I work for those guys, run their fishing team as well. Michael and all of them, they provided 330s and 310s that we gave away. I gave away a charger. So somebody, when they do buy a 12-volt battery, they don't think about it. They save a couple hundred bucks on a charger, you know, incentive to buy a battery. And, you know, we had stuff from John from 412 Bait Company that he had sent to me for the West Virginia kayak anglers. We were able to give those away so people could find more and learn more about the 412 baits. He's got some good stuff up there that they've made over the years. And who else? Liquid Products from up Illinois too sent a case down that somebody walked away with. Keep your fishing supplies put in, gear, you know, reels, baits, whatever you want to use those their products for. They got nice mesh.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
You know, they're really big that you can use. Brian, if you ever see any pictures of Brian Schiller's boat underneath his new canoe seat, because he's got his seat, he built a riser, a 3D printed riser. So his seat is probably as high as this office chair off the ground. I bet it's a good 2 feet in that new canoe. And he's got a whole sleeve of baits underneath it that he's using a Lakewood product for. But all those guys were very kind to us. And again, shout out to Richard and Nathan. We had one guy that traveled further than anybody else from South Carolina. And he went home with a $1,500 boat from New Canoe. So shout out to Eastport Marina for that. Del Hala, if you have not fished it, I highly recommend it. It is absolutely one of the best lakes in the nation. And depending on if you fish the Kentucky side or on the side that I'm at, was in the southern part of Tennessee, where the Obey Rivers meet, heavy duty spot area. Those big fish that you watched me show here a little bit ago were spots. So I mean, they're big, heavy spotted bass. There's largemouth all over that lake too, but you know, you had Jay Wallen from Kentucky and you know, smashing in big smallmouth. He won the second day of the tournament with a huge 20.75 smallie. So congratulations, Jay Wong, on that good fish. Finished third for the event too. So he took close to $2,000 home from our tournament, which is, you know, I don't think there's very many paydays out there on a grassroots type event that's going to make you that kind of money. If you're not fishing a Hobie, KBF, larger KBF tournament, or a Bassmaster, or one of the larger All-American Kayak Series tournaments, you're not going to make that kind of money. So proud of what the Paddle and Fin podcast group was able to put together again for our fourth year down at Del Hollow. A shout out to Brian Schiller. Nothing but love for you and for what you've done for all of us at Paddle and Fin. Jay Randall, Susie Roloff, all the old hosts that we've had in the past, and all of the new. Make sure you guys go check out some of the newer shows that we are bringing on board. We've got a Canadian that's on with us now, Adam, who's doing the River Edge, I think, or River. Heck, I can't think of the name off the top of my head. Let's see. Oh, it is the River Run. And he's got a show he's going to air tomorrow night. So make sure you sneak back on and check out Adam, support him, and show some love. Anyway, appreciate you guys hanging out with me again tonight. God bless you. Always make sure when you're out on the water that you share with your loved ones your destination, your put-in, and your takeout, and the times that you plan on being in and out. So if you do not get back home when they expect you, they can check on you. Always wear your PFD. And most importantly, enjoy your time on the water. This is John Rapp. Have a great night.
To go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.